To
where the cameras.
I was gonna say Tamarindo podcast, literally.
We're back, bitches.
Oh my god, it's been such a long time, Judy, because somebody here.
I'm not gonna name names,
but like Jesus fucking Christ. So welcome back. ¿Cómo estás?
What's going on? Hablamos como si no viviéramos under the same fucking roof. You know what? I haven't seen you in like fucking 3 months, huh?
I know. Well, I do want to say this. That's Judith's dog. Making a fucking cameo, of course. Mejor ella que su pinche dueña. But, I do want to say this. It's been really freaking awesome to hear so many people, and by so many people I mean like five, but still.
Our two followers.
No, it's actually been really cool to hear people say like, hey, when are you guys doing your podcast again? And I've gotten that comment from several people through D.I. Guay, and even now Globitos, because we're doing lives and Globitos, and like people have been like, hey, by the way, I listened to your podcast, what happened? No sé qué, no sé cuándo. So that has been very humbling.
Definitely very humbling and very, like, I guess really just heartwarming because...
Too heartbreaking because I really didn't want to do this anymore.
Shut the fuck up. No, because I honestly didn't think that, like, people would listen to our fucking shenanigans, you know? Either you're listening because you're genuinely interested or porque les gusta el chisme y les madre and that's why you're here, but, you know, I don't blame y'all because there's always something going on.
There is always something going on, and I don't even remember where we left off, but I know that we left off where there was just so much happening. Like, I got into a fight with a papiringo.
Oh, I think that was
I got kicked out of the house. And Kimas, like, there was just so much shit going on.
Can you guys see who the problem really is? Like, it's definitely Judy, not me. I've never been kicked out.
They can't see, Judy. They're listening.
I've never been kicked out.
Judy was about to get married. She's not very demure. She's not
okay. I have a question about that because I feel very
attacked.
No, very señora. What the fuck does demure mean? I've been seeing it everywhere, and I'm just like, okay, everybody needs to stop with the fucking slang Gen Z shit because no entiendo.
Clearly, it's not just Gen Z because if I know it, I'm a millennial. It's just
I've just been in my
Judy is not time. With the program. She's living
es
under
que la
a rock.
No me importa. Like, okay,
pues, ¿para qué preguntas, pendeja? Si no te importa, ¿para qué preguntas? Move on. Y ya. San se acabó.
So what does it mean? What the fuck does demure
mean? You're going to have to look it up because I'm not here to explain anything to you.
No, because you fucking
missed it. So anyways.
Yeah, because I know everything.
I'm
and
not
I know
like
every
other girls. I'm
thing.
Not like every other girl.
You see how I do my makeup for work? Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. see how I look very presentable. The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson.
I am very demure. I am very cutesy. I am well put together. And I will move on from this topic. So.
It sounds
anyways, so yeah, basic enough for you to know without knowing what it is.
No, you're else? Basic because no. You're going and following the trend. I'm over here not giving a fuck because I'm not going to follow the trend.
Exactly.
Because I'm unique.
And who has 50,000 followers?
Yeah, well, if somebody tell
thank
them
you very
that,
much.
Somebody tell them that they're just...
They're just
falling for amusement, entertainment.
So anyways, yeah. It's been a lot of shit going on here at the Papiringa home. And, ¿cómo se llama? But going back to what we initially started with is it's just been really, really cool and humbling to know that people are like, hey, where's the camera? Where's the next episode? Where's the next episode, right?
Where's Hudeep?
Yeah, nobody asked for you, but... Alfred, thank you so much.
You know that the moment...
Brianna, listen, thank you so much.
You know that the moment I step out of the shadows, it's game over for you, bitch.
Yeah, you've been saying that.
You've
been
dejando.
Saying that since the first season, and yet here
estoy
you are.
Estoy dejando hasta que llegues a los 60, so, ooh, que va a ser como en varios años. Literally this month, cumple 60, so that I can be like, you know what, nobody cares about this fucking old folks.
Pero, why are you being ageist? So anyways, ¿cómo se llama? We're very humbled by that. And obviously, look, I want to share something because I was like so mesmerized, humbled by this. So ahorita con Globitos, we reactivated our TikTok shop and we are taking a whole new approach. And so we are doing these lives Tuesday through Friday from 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to about 5:30 or 6 p.m. depending on how I feel, because right now I'm the one that's doing them. And I mean, that's the truth. Right
depending
now,
on how I feel, because I'm just
yeah,
so much
because
shit
it
to
is
do,
it
and,
is
like,
exhausting.
My life is just so fucking.
I want to see you go live,
whatever the fuck.
I
want to like,
see you.
I can't because my face and I have to be presentable all the time.
I want for an hour and a half and sell a product because literally QVC Home Shopping Network ain't got shit on me. I've been selling. Our average right now has been $200 to $300 when we are live. And granted, our Globitos are $2.99. So that means we are selling a shit ton of product on the lives. And ¿cómo se llama? And so on one of these nights when I was live, somebody was like, oh my God, I follow you guys. Y no sé qué, no sé cuándo. And apparently they work for Safeway in Northern California. And they're like, we've been trying to get you guys in here. I've been trying to push for you guys. And then they got us a meeting, or they did. This person got us an introduction with another person who is higher up, and they sent an email introduction. They're like, "Hey, Luis, this is I'm gonna say the name Julian, and no sé qué, no sé cuándo, Northern California, ta 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 ta. Hope to hear from you soon. Hope you have a great evening. And major PS, all right, major PS." I missed the podcast with you and Hudeep. Los extraño muchísimo. And I was like, what the heck? That is wild. That is so wild because here we are recording. And I always think like, chingada madre. Like, are people really listening? Like, what? Like, who is listening? Who is listening to our shenanigans? Who is like doing all of this? And ¿cómo se llama? To get that sort of email and that sort of response, like, that really pumped me up to want to continue to do this. How many requests have you gotten?
For what?
In Yavin?
It's
no, she's not even paying attention right now. Like, honestly.
Honestly. If everybody has not noticed, if y'all haven't noticed, I'm very low-key. But also, I think that makes me the very cool sibling because everybody's just like, ooh, I wonder what she's doing or what, you know? But I just am very low-key. I'm very much in my me time. I want to spend it with
She is now trying to say that she's very demure.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but like... Anyways.
But I am. I'm just very into my...
Oh, okay. So now you're going to say that you are the originator of demure.
No, I'm saying that I am very much in my low-key era right now.
So tell us about the two marriages that you almost had.
Gonna get married. We really love you.
Sam for fucking putting me on blast like that because you're a fucking cunt. But we're not going to speak about that. The point is that we are divorced.
You need to get married to get divorced, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know, you guys. It's just, we're just still free-flowing, you know? We're just still really hard deep in the, actually not deep in the hotivities anymore because la neta, porque I just feel like it's just not, that time is just not it anymore. It's just not fun.
Are you sure about that?
You sure about that? You sure about that? You sure about that?
You sure about that?
Not like before, bro. And okay.
Because listen, you guys, I just got a doorbell camera from TikTok. And why was Hoodie the first one to fucking go up in arms and complain? Was like, what the fuck? Why did you get that?
Well, because, okay, given...
For security purposes.
Yeah, but given the fact that stupid-ass fucking Luis doesn't give a fuck about anybody else's opinion in this household because he has fucking me syndrome, like, what did I say? Fucking...
You're like, what about the activities?
No, I was like...
Oh, no, then you were like, you better be the only one that has access to the video footage. Why, Hoodie? Can you explain? Can you elaborate? That's not very cutesy or demure.
Only because I feel like every time I try or I open up about a person, like, I always get this, like, backlash. And in primera, okay.
What does that doorbell ring camera have to do with the fucking...
Yeah, the fact that, like, you guys just, if anything, if Rick were to find out or you were to find out, well, you don't give a fuck, but, like, if Rick were to find out, Rick has a different, like, expectation of me where... He's more of the protective brother. And I feel like I just don't want to deal with that and then have to deal with, like, them being like, oh, well, you know, you can't fucking bring friends now. You can't fucking do this now.
Friends? Friends?
And honestly, like...
Friends. Friends. Friends? Friends? It's like you're always stuck in second. Said that the hotivities que no se que, but like the hotivities are well and alive.
No, I just want to be able to bring whoever I want, but I'm not saying that I'm bringing fucking somebody all the time. It's not like that. I'm just saying I don't want to feel the pressure of being like, fuck, well, like, I can't do anything now. I'm fucking on fucking night watch or whatever the fuck.
Night watch? Dude, neighborhood watch?
Yeah, I just like, don't.
Neighborhood watch now or what?
I just don't want to be put into that. Because
Luis doesn't
fucking consider everybody else's
stuff
household. He just
knows
whatever
he
wants about everybody else.
So now we're gonna install the dark bell camera on your door. Talking about the sad girl. Sad girl. Talking about the sad girls. See them out. Alright, so that's one thing. What else has been going on? Oh, tell everybody where you're at with USC, what has happened there, because the last time, like, it was a long time ago.
We still have to take the exam, but it got postponed. Or basically, I didn't start in May or this fall, obviously. It got postponed. My offer letter got, ¿cómo se llama esa palabra? I forgot. It just got pushed back for January, and I still have to finish that exam, which I haven't even. Honestly, I've come to the conclusion and to the acceptance of that if it's meant to be, it will, and if it's not, maybe it's still not time for me to go back to get my master's. And I'm not, like, super being hard on myself for it because, one, I think education's always going to be there. And, two, thankfully I have the support system that I do where if I decide to go back, like, the age that mom did when she was 40, like, I think I'd still be like, well, you know what, my choice, whatever, I'd still be fine. But yeah, we're still aiming for January. We're just gonna see how it goes and hope that January is the time that we start. But if not, I've accepted that, like, it's okay. I'm not being hard on myself for it. To me, the biggest accomplishment already has been to have an acceptance letter from USC. And to me, that's big because I think that I'm a very, I'm very hard on myself. And a veces no, como que no, I don't see how capable I am sometimes, you know?
And you don't give yourself the credit.
Yeah, and I think for sure just that acceptance letter to me is just like, it's just everything, but we'll see for January. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's kind of, I think that's where we left off last time. I mean, we've just been really busy. Summer has just kind of flown by. It literally came and it left. And I'm just excited for the fall activities this time because we're gonna, it's my birthday, it's my 30th, and I'm trying to have a big birthday party this year. But como todos los pinches años, I fucking throw my own parties, and
we all throw our own parties.
Yes, but
no one has ever planned a party for me.
It was, well, because you're a cunt.
Okay, well, you're saying it as if everybody plans birthday parties for everyone except you. But that's not the case.
What I'm saying is, I literally have to be the one to initiate my own birthday, where if it's like for mom, you, Rick, we're like, oh, what should we do? What do you, like, let's ask, what do you want to do? Nobody's ever like, hey, Laviv, what do you want to do? Like,
We have. That one time you fucked up your own birthday.
Luis, that was like so many years ago. And for those of you who always have, Luis just brings back old fucking shit that is irrelevant to today's time because I was literally like fucking 10 years ago.
Tú vales mucho y mereces respeto. Cuídate a ti mismo. Y ojo, cuate. Mucho ojo.
That's your only comeback. Bringing shit back from the past.
That wasn't even a comeback.
Like, you always just attack me with past shit that's happened, and it's like, okay, if you've listened from the beginning, I'm sure this is probably the millionth time you've listened to the story of when I fucking almost ran away with my boyfriend.
I'm running away. I don't give a fuck.
I got my fucking 18th birthday taken away, or 19th, I think it was.
18th, I think it was 18th.
It's old news, boo.
Okay, well, I mean, you're always so indecisive.
Ooh. No, I just think that it would be nice for, again, going back to the fucking, it's always a fucking issue here that I always just feel like nobody gives a shit about me in this house.
Because when we do ask, nos manda la chingada.
No es cierto, Luis. You guys have never said, yes. You know what I would really, you guys have never said.
Yes, siempre estás con un pinche attitude.
Well,
lately,
okay, let me tell you guys this.
Ni para qué preguntarle nada si va a contestar con un pinche attitude.
Well, because let me tell you guys this. Let me give you guys a glimpse of my life, okay? Don't fucking interrupt me. Bitch. First of all, right now, our mom is on vacation. She's been out for like a month, okay? And obviously the responsibility then comes to me to be like, how's everybody doing? How's everybody fucking feeling? How's your mental health? And nobody fucking asked me like, hey, how's it going? Whatever. And what really fucking triggered me, and this is like, I don't know, maybe the fact that my mom made me this way, and I'm literally okay, my mom Gaga. Now. But it fucking triggers me that están aquí todos en la casa. Y no estoy diciendo que Luis no esté haciendo, like,
oh, you
anything.
Do. But you do.
But I do.
But you do.
Because he's literally always, like, he's his own boss. You don't have time to fucking.
Yeah, but that also doesn't mean that I'm just sitting on my ass scratching
my
fucking
butthole.
Well, I
mean, you've been here, like, you're here all day with Dad. And so basically is that I fucking leave the house, and every night after work, I'm like, all right, let me sweep around here, let me do this around here. And then the next fucking day, when I get home from work, está toda la casa un desmadre, as if, like, fucking 40 people lived in this house.
Ay, Cudi, you're so
Luis,
fucking
no,
exaggerated.
No, no,
you're such a bitch.
And I'm just like, okay, what? Okay, so first of all, like, I work 10-hour days. It's just really fucking annoying that, like, if you see a bunch of and this is what I really hate about Luis, like, I fucking hate this about Luis. He cooks, but will use up, like, 30 fucking things. Like, he will use the whole fucking, like, the whole, ¿cómo se llama?
Vajilla.
Yes, the whole, no. The whole princess fucking skillets and everything. And he will just leave a mess, wash the dishes, and then leave all the fucking dishes piled there for somebody, me, to put them away. And so I'm just
I'm waiting for the dishes to dry. I'm not going to put them out that very moment.
Luis, you let them stay there for like 3 fucking days.
Because they need to dry.
For 3 fucking days?
They need to dry.
The point is that I'm so... Like, I get home and I'm just annoyed because I'm like, bro, you're literally here. Like, you don't... Like, this doesn't bother you. It's just... It's a lot. And so here I am coming home from work, and I still go to the gym after work, and I'm like, still have to prep my lunch, and I still have to do other shit. I'm here fucking putting the trashes away, trying to clean up again so that the next day the house is a fucking mess again. So it's like, it's not that I am always in a bad mood. It's the fact that you guys are just so fucking careless and don't care, and I can start to see and pick up on how my mom feels, like, when she gets home, because I'm like, there's no way that in your head it's not, like, that there's nothing in your head that says, like, man, maybe I should put the trashes away now. It's been fucking 4 days. Like,
well, I think you're fucking exaggerating. I think they're dry now. You are fucking exaggerating.
Yeah, and so today, I left to go work with my patient, and I got home, and literally our house got invaded by fucking moscas. And I'm home. I get home, and I'm like, what the fuck? Literally, eran un chingo, y so estoy aquí, pinche, matando las matamoscas. And fucking... Luis walks nonchalant over here to the fucking kitchen, all like nothing has happened, and I made like these hand signals at him, like, wait, qué pedo, like, you haven't come out of your room this whole time that I live, like, you haven't done anything?
I've been busy.
And I'm like, wait, there's un chingo de pinche moscas, like, qué pedo. So it really just irritates me that, like, if I don't do anything, or if I don't take the initiative here in the house, estos güeyes se pudren. Because literally, the fucking... So we were going to make sandwiches on, I don't know what day it was, and I told my dad, oh, voy a sacar el queso Oaxaca, you know, to make it. I was like, ¿pa quieres? And then Luis goes, I think it doesn't work anymore. And I'm like, well, if you fucking think it doesn't work anymore, and you've seen it in the fridge, because you open the fridge every fucking hour of the day that you're here. I guess I love you! Why don't you fucking take it out and throw it away? Like, literally, you're gonna wait for me and my mom to throw it away? Like, just little stuff like that I'm just like, oh my god, bro. Like, I just can't. I cannot have Luis's roommate longer. But, so we need to sign a petition for this fucking guy to fucking get his own place.
Yes, buy Globitos, please, and I will get the fuck out of here.
So,
I think, you know, there is a thing, and I will look for it. I can't think of it right now, but I know that I've seen it. Something to the extent of whatever bothers you only bothers you because it points something out in you that you are unhappy with. And, okay, the dishes are there. Like, why does that bother you so fucking much?
It's not only the dishes. It's the fact that I get home and there's this mother everywhere.
But also,
you make breakfast in the morning and you don't even fucking clean it up until I get home. But and no, I have to
that's
fucking,
not
yes.
true. That's
I
not
did
true.
That today. I did that the today other, and yesterday.
The other thing, too, is that you also, by your comments, you are degrading what I am doing. You are degrading what I'm doing. One, you're basically saying that I'm a fucking fat fucking couch potato that doesn't do anything. That's what you're saying.
Tina, you fat lard.
And
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
And you're basically, that's like a microaggression. That's a microaggression. That's like me saying, I mean, Judy, why are you so frustrated with fucking work? You only...
Oh, I don't. I work with kids.
Exactly. You only work with kids. Like, how difficult could it be working with fucking kids? See how that would bother you? Because it is very difficult, and I'm sure you are stressed out. But, like, you don't know what I'm going through or what I'm dealing with Globitos and how I might be feeling. Right? Because
because I'm the only person who fucking asks.
No, well, yes. I mean, listen.
And you guys never ask about me. But, it goes back to the thing
if you
guys have a cara, I know that you're upset, and I say, hey, ¿cómo están? I'm the one that's always reaching out.
I never ask you because you always give me attitude.
You never even try to, Luis.
Yes, I have.
No, you guys never try to.
No te quiero preguntar because I know that if you give me attitude y me agarras en mis cinco sentidos, I'm going to say something that might fucking hurt our relationship.
Which is all the time.
And I don't want to say it.
The sex cinco sentidos?
Cinco sentidos, tacos al vapor?
It's just...
That is the one thing that bothers me about you. And again, you have to figure out why that bothers you so much. Because really, you're getting bothered over dishes. You're getting bothered over, I made fucking breakfast for your fucking dad too. Not just myself.
But you couldn't wash after and pick up after yourself?
Because I had shit to do, Judy.
And then when you were done, what? Because okay, literally, I've...
I've had shit to do. Like... ¿Cuántos días van que te estoy pidiendo que me hagas un puto video para el vestido
because
que
I
me pediste?
Because I actually have to go fucking go sit somewhere and go deal with something.
Right. So it's not that easy. So you are being condescending and saying that what I do has no fucking value.
That's what you're saying.
Me recording videos is like, wait, anybody can fucking do that. Fucking making sure that our Instagram, our TikTok, that I'm responding to emails, that I'm writing comments, that I'm on LinkedIn writing comments on fucking Party City, HEB, all these fucking people para que nos vean. And they're like, who the fuck is Globitos? You're basically being condescending and saying that that has no fucking value. That I should still have all the time in the world to come in and be a fucking cha-cha or do whatever the fuck it is that you want me to fucking do.
I mean, I do. I go to my work and
yeah,
I come home.
But that's
I work
because
out,
that bothers
I,
you.
Well, because it's like annoying that like you're not. I'm not saying that your job is not a job. Like I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there's literally moments where I get home and you're literally just aplastado, and I'm like.
And how do you know that I am giving myself a break from like doing everything else that I need to do?
Luis, I live with you. And I'm not saying...
Okay, so I'm just going to say this. That if that's what you think of what I do, honestly, what I think about what you do is you haven't even hit the big leagues. Y ya estás toda desesperada. You can't fucking handle the stress, which really, stress? You are sitting at a desk. Like, that is not stressful. And you are not saving lives. You are not fucking saving lives, and you are not contributing to world fucking peace. So your job is really not stressful enough for you to come to this home y que te hagamos una pregunta y que pinche explotes. Because
pero
it's not just
tampoco,
me. But it's not just me. It's
because,
my mom too.
Because you have the same.
Damn.
You're the same.
This is the first fucking episode.
You're literally the same way though. You're literally the same way. And I think out of all of us, you're the one that explodes the fastest. And it's all the fucking time. Like, not just when you're... I don't know, stress about your thing. Like, I'm not
See?
Saying...
stress about your thing.
Well, I'm not... Because you're making
listen to,
it...
Listen to the words. I've never explained Luis, your job the way I just did right now on this episode. Because I'm very mindful. I'm very demure.
No, you're not. You're doing this because you want to be always, again, the better, the bigger. Like, I'm better than you. And I feel like sometimes... You do come off that way with us as siblings. Like, Rick is always a sibling that's like, oh, well, I got the money. And then you're the one that's always like, well, I fucking know every little fucking thing. So you come at us knowing, like, with your fucking tone of, I know everything and you guys don't. So, again, I think it's like, you also contribute to the fact that sometimes it's, like, I'm not the only one. Fucking like, and I'm not even saying that your whatever like what you do is not a job, because it is a job, obviously. Shit, I wish that I knew how to do that, because then I wouldn't be fucking. But I just don't. I know that I don't have the patience for it. I wouldn't have like I just don't have the patience for that. And again, going back to our joke of if I were to ever fucking be like, you know what, this is it, I'm done, I'm gonna fucking be an influencer, like you'd be non-existent. So, but I just don't, because I don't have the patience. I don't, it's what me is like, not my thing. I don't, everybody has their own thing, and everybody's like special at what they do. I'm not saying that you're not. I'm just saying
Bro, if you can literally come into the fucking kitchen and serve yourself a glass of fucking water, is it possible for you at least to put the trastes away? Because I get home and I still have to fucking go do my own thing and also fucking take a break. But I'm also going to fucking pick up after because, are you seriously? Like, I don't know anybody out there listening, but are you guys legitimately telling me that that you guys like coming home to dirty ass homes, like to fucking the trastes everywhere?
Well, you're making it seem like okay. You know what you need to
picture. Yes, yeah, I'm gonna take a picture.
Take a picture so para que la gente vea que you're fucking exaggerating.
I'm not.
About dos tres pinches trastes sitting on the fucking sink.
Tres. No seas culero, güey. No son dos tres, Luis.
You're, es que no me dejas terminar. God. You see,
dos
tres docenas de trastes, Judy.
I'm not, and this is fucking.
You are very over the top exaggerating.
I'm not. It. I'm just saying. And again, I think it goes back to my mom always being like, "Es que hacer, es que hacer."
Okay.
And now it's like,
so then but, I'm also gonna fucking record every time I've told you. Because we have a Homika vacuum that we got through TikTok. Go get it.
I always, you because never, I'm the one always never, using it.
Listen, when you've never
emptied it today.
Empty
and
that
yesterday.
Shit.
I do.
Never.
I do.
I'm always the one to empty that shit. I'm
you
always the one to clean the filter.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Why would you do that to if it needs barres, ni haces aquí?
When I used to be inside the house, yes.
Porque ahorita me tienen in the dog house.
The point is that Judy exagerada.
No, I'm not.
You need to be mindful of your words, Judy. You need to
and
be
you
mindful.
And you do too, stupid bitch.
No, I've never described your job the way I just did right now.
Well, you
and
described
I did that
my
on
life.
Purpose.
You described my life. Earlier today, we went to go get fucking In-N-Out, and this stupid ass cunt. Again, you say things that are very hurtful, and maybe you say it playingly and jokingly, but to me, it's not jokingly, because what if it's something that I fucking, like, am struggling with personally, like, in my life that maybe you guys don't fucking know because you guys never fucking ask.
And so, when we ask, you always
no, you
give us the
ask.
Fucking attitude.
You guys never fucking ask. So we get home from getting in and out, and I'm over here telling Luis about, like, this fucking person, and then he goes, well, how long is that going to last? Because we know how long it's going to last. Yes, you were fucked up.
This is the way I said it. We were like, my dad was really excited to take us to Friday Night Munchies. Because Friday Night Munchies
in
Santa
Ana. You don't need to give them because people that I know listen to, so you don't need to give the whole thing. Just say what you fucking said.
And then I was like,
Jude,
we should go. And Jude was like, oh, I'm going to go out on a date. And then
you don't need to give them because
I'm. And then I said, well, we all know how that's going to end up.
Yeah, and that's really fucking upsetting because it's like, okay, well, because you have your fucking person and you're, I don't know, whatever the fuck, he tolerates you and shit. But that doesn't mean that you could make comments about that about me because it's like,
okay, yeah,
it's
you're
upsetting.
Right, you're right, you're right.
So you're a bitch for that.
Okay, yes,
and
you're right.
Yeah, maybe I'm not saying like, yo nunca te he dicho like, oh, what you do is like not a job. I've literally never said that to
no,
you.
No, but you've used words that are hurtful.
Yeah, but you do it more. And you do it more to all
but,
of us.
But no.
Yes, you do.
No, and
yes,
I only
do
that
no, you
when
do
you
it
guys
all the time. No.
When you guys are wrong. I never fucking go at it. I never go at it with
you
any
do.
One of you guys
you do.
Until you guys are wrong.
No, you do.
No.
Yeah, you do. We should probably bring Rick into this because Rick is probably the only person that's probably going to say like, yeah, Luis is the biggest cunt. So we probably need to bring our brother into this because Luis, you don't maybe do it subconsciously.
I don't do it on purpose. I don't do it on purpose and in a malicious
well, obviously,
way.
Yeah, you don't. But
and,
you do do it.
And but I know I do it. I know I do it. And right
time.
Now you just had a Ricardo
all the time.
Face.
All the, because it's annoying.
So
like, it's annoying.
I do
that you
it.
Don't see
I
it.
Do it when I tell you guys something and then you guys completely fucking ignore me because I'm the one who hasn't had a successful fucking business. And then when shit blows up in your face. And then I tell you, like, ya ves, I told you to do this and this and this and that. And that's when I become a fucking cunt.
No, you're
because
a
at
cunt
that
before
point,
that.
No, because at you that are. Point, I'm like, you asked for my fucking advice, right?
You are a cunt before that.
You're not paying me for that advice. You're not even fucking thanking me for the advice. And you're not taking the advice. And then shit blows up in your face. And then that's when you want more fucking advice. So no, fuck you.
No. And Louis, you can just, I wish you all, we need to put like 24-hour cameras.
Where are the cameras? Well, guess what? Where the cameras are? They're going to be in front of our fucking door, bitch.
because you say it all the time. But again, yo porque ya conozco mi pinche
raza.
Like, I know who my brothers are. I know that, like, they don't mean things maliciously when they say it. But I also know that, at least for me, there's things that they say to me. Like, for example, that right now.
I know that was fucked up. I know that was fucked up. I'm sorry.
I swept it under the rug and said, all right, well,
no,
whatever.
But you shouldn't sweep it under the rug.
Well, because I'm like that. I'm not like you, and I'm not going to blow up like you do.
You know what? You
should
sweep under the fucking rug. The fact that there's two fucking dishes in the sink, and then you fucking blow up.
No, it's not two dishes. And I think I'm just a fucking grown-ass woman to... I now don't allow those things, like... Yeah, it made me upset, but then I was like, you know what? I don't know. Luis
but
just
you know,
always
no.
has this, like, demeanor of...
Demure.
Demeanor of, like, he's fucking better than us. Not better than
Hoodie,
us, but...
That
knows,
is fucked up.
No, but not better than us. Like, he knows every little fucking thing, and so his two cents are always going to be right, you know? And
but are they not?
They're not all the time, no.
Okay, well, then you need to speak up and say it.
Well,
no
because
te lo quedes.
I just don't Pero
no
te lo
que es, pero no es de que you, by you saying something, que nos vamos a pelear o nos vamos a agarrar del pinche chongo,
well,
I mean,
yeah,
maybe, because we just did right now, pero, like, I'm telling you right now, I'm sorry, I apologize for what I said, it was fucked up, I should not have said that, especially knowing that you went through almost two marriages.
To the chapel and we're gonna get married, going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
I'm laughing about it, but that doesn't mean that
but
I'm not going to go
inside?
Cry. I'm not going to go cry after this fucking episode's over.
No, don't go cry. But you're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. And I...
You do it all the time.
Es que para mí, like, I don't
know...
Do you
know, even have anything to say? Because you're a fucking cunt.
Listen.
Alfred, if you're hearing this, which I know you will, I'm sure...
You're a number one fan.
Well, do you fucking see
we
this?
Know Alfred is going to listen because...
You see how fucking
because Alfred is single, bilingual, and ready to mingle.
Again? Wait, what?
That's for the next episode. But anyways...
Why do you let... See, Alfred's not even in the room, and Luis is already being a cunt to Alfred.
No, lo que pasa es de que I feel like the way I grew up, always with, like... carencias and always maybe seeing my parents argue and fight and going to Mexico and seeing everybody fight over there, de la familia and all of that. I think I've built this mechanism where dealing with a hardship or something bad, for me, the way to deal with it is always through laughing and making a joke out of it. Like, I feel like making a, like, ay, me caí. Qué pendejo, blah, blah, blah. Let's laugh about it. Like, that's going to make it better. The 99 cent stores didn't pay us, but hey, we got 99 problems, and one of them is, you know, whatever the fuck. Like, making fun of those things that are bad and that are going bad, to me, that is my coping mechanism, and I think I have to, not I think, I know that I have to work on not doing that with everybody else, because not everybody else is going to deal with hardships the way I do. And the way I deal with hardships is to make fun of it.
Well, there you go. He makes fun of all of us for his sake.
What do you mean for my sake?
Yeah, it's for you to, I don't know. But the point is that if I didn't think that what you're doing is, like, great, I wouldn't hate the fact that, like, fuck, you know, I wish that I had all that patience. But I really don't, you guys. I really just... Like, I mean, me caga eso. It's just straight up. Like, me caga, and I've tried to be, like, an influencer girly, but I just don't have the patience. Like, I just, me caga, but I feel like that should want to motivate me more so that I can become fucking famousness and, like, you know, get my fucking, my check. But I just can't. Like, I honestly just can't. The other day, like... I think Luis had asked me to make a video about the little rolling curler, whatever the fuck. And I recorded myself. And then after I looked at it, I was like, wait, no. Like, I just can't. Like, I had no idea what I was even saying. Like, I was just like, no, I can't. It just doesn't come to me naturally. To me, it's like, other things come to me naturally. For Luis, it just happens naturally. And I'm not, for the record, saying that your job or what you do is not... anything or any of any importance. I'm just saying please just fucking put the fucking dishes away. Like, and not even that, but like, just help, you know? Like, just fucking help. Because I honestly feel like the señora who has like a fucking esposo and three kids and I have to get home and fucking make this and that. And that's how I feel right now. And if that's what that feels like, I don't think that I want that. Because it's not it. It's too much.
Well.
It's too much for my mental health.
Anyways, speaking of mental health, that is super important. Así que if you feel like...
If you don't feel attacked by this...
by this episode.
This episode is not therapeutic at all. Yeah. And it's not.
Yeah, we didn't know that all these demons were going to come out on our first comeback episode. Fuck. Are you guys sure you want us to continue fucking recording? Brianna, fucking Alfred, Julian, ¿quién más?
Rosa.
¿Quién más? Lashes. ¿Quién más?
Lashes.
Oh, am I attacking her by calling her Lashes?
Probably. See, you don't even fucking... See?
Well, now I'm being a little bit more conscious about it, baby girl.
The point is that you can love your family so much, and I'm not saying that I don't love my family, because I really do. Like, I love, like, our family, and I...
Yeah, you better, because this house was filled with moscas. I don't know what the fuck kind of home that shit is.
And our dynamic, it's just, a veces no agarran la onda, and I'm not trying to be stereotypical here, but I'm not, like, so nobody come at me. But I just think living with men is just, I'm just like, fuck, like, my poor mom, bro.
And you attack her all the time.
I know.
Yeah, miss? You
Mamacita.
Fucking... you attack my mom all the fucking time. You guys always go at it. I never.
Are you kidding
never.
Me? Okay, we're going to go back to that, because you're the one who's always like, ¿por qué no me preguntes?
Pues es que no me preguntes.
Well, it's because you're a cunt. Like, my mom walks on eggshells with Luis.
Ay, jodí.
Yes, Luis. Because why the fuck was she always asking me?
Why am I her favorite?
Luis, they're always asking me, like, ¿ve a hablar con Luis? ¿Ve a ver qué tiene Luis? Literally, the other day, I called her. She's in Mexico. And I was like, hey, mom. I was like, I'm excited that you're coming home. And then, literally, the first thing she said was, ¿y cómo está tu hermano? And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, are you fucking serious right now? And that's what I mean by that. Like, there's no way that this fucking contest is a favorite. And doesn't get to do anything while I'm over here.
Y ahí vas otra vez.
My ass.
What am I?
I'm saying like around the home.
You see? Around the home. Around the home.
I'm saying like, wait, bye me or something.
Bye. We will see you in another year. Bye.